Mr. President, the following statement is delivered on behalf of the IACG on mine action comprising United Nations entities involved in mine action. The United Nations thanks you for the report on the activities and consultations of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance, including with the United Nations Mine Action Service, UNMAS, and the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. The United Nations shares the views of the Committee that international cooperation and assistance is an essential part of the Convention and that stronger partnerships between states, international organizations, and civil society helps minimize and eventually end the suffering caused by antipersonal mines. Indeed, this is recognized by the General Assembly's Fourth Committee with its resolution on assistance in mine action adopted recently without a vote on 16 October. The following are some highlights from the resolution that will frame our work in mine action and consequently in support of the implementation of the Convention for the following 2 years. The resolution calls upon states in a position to do so to support mine-affected states upon request and as appropriate by providing inter alia, A, assistance for the establishment and development of mine action capacities, B, support to national programs to reduce the risks from mines and explosive remnants of war, and C, technical assistance. In addition, South-South regional and sub-regional cooperation with the assistance of the United Nations and others is also highlighted in operative paragraph 2 of the resolution in concurrence with the second recommendation by the Committee on Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance. Member States also stress the importance of cooperation and coordination in mine action and of devoting existing resources to that end, emphasizing at the same time the primary responsibility of national authorities in this regard, as well as the role of the United Nations, with UNMAS as its coordinator for mine action and other relevant organizations. Funding shortages are a major contributing factor to states' parties missing their annual clearance targets. We have heard Afghanistan in its earlier statement yesterday during the Article 5 discussions express that without sustainable funding support, the goal of a mine-free Afghanistan in 2023 is at risk. Mr. President, off the cuff, this point may inform the better synergy issue that the Netherlands just raised earlier on. Mr. President, from operative paragraph 3C of the resolution mentioned earlier, the Fourth Committee of the General Assembly urges all to provide, and I quote, reliable, predictable, timely, and where possible, multi-annual contributions for mine action activities, including through national mine action efforts and mine action programs of the United Nations and non-governmental organizations, including those relating to rapid response in humanitarian emergencies, victim assistance, and mine risk education, especially at the local level, as well as through relevant national, regional, and global trust funds, including the Voluntary Trust Fund for Assistance in Mine Action, unquote. The United Nations also supports relevant regional initiatives. For instance, in collaboration with the United Nations Office to the African Union, UNMAS has supported the African Union in the elaboration of the AU Mine Action and ERW Strategic Framework 2014-17. This regional framework defines a work plan of activities, including training, workshops, or exchanges on lessons learned, designed to enhance the capacities of AU member states and operations to deal with the wide range of explosive hazardous threats such as landmines. The United Nations seizes this opportunity to encourage states to provide financial support to the implementation of this strategic framework. In closing, the United Nations stresses once more how critical it is to ensure sufficient and sustainable donor support to affected states. Thank you, Mr. President.